Well, this just might be our wrestling, food, Ocho, and weather show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, sports are kind of an out week. Semi-live here from Studio A. This is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
Yeah, how we doing?
Good. It's Tuesday night.
It does have that feel.
Kind of, this is becoming the thing.
I'm comfortable here. Yeah, yeah. We almost pushed live. Just to see how
well,
we were doing.
Technically, we could do that in approximately an hour and 15 minutes because another show starts at 9.
That's
so
true. You're the best show that I do listen to
all week.
I do. Yeah. I like music from way, way back. Yeah.
Okay.
Sports?
Sure.
Yeah. Some
stuff happened.
Always. But mostly it was football. There was an NFC and an AFC championship game.
Wah, wah.
You know, it didn't involve... It's kind of fun watching games that you don't have a rooting interest.
I really don't have a rooting interest in it, no.
Yeah. Yeah. No, as soon as I didn't see the Bills, I was disappointed that Patrick Mahomes is it odd to see that I'm disappointed to see a guy being great? Like his chance
to
win.
Live long enough to become the villain.
That's just it is I don't want him to win his third. It doesn't do. I'd like to see I wanted to see that Bills Vikings. I'll take Bills Lions. I would have taken
I wanted to see the Commanders just for Jaden.
Sure. A great story.
That kid's going to be dangerous for the next 10 years.
As long as Washington does the right thing, Jaden Daniels, you can pencil him in as the top three MVP candidate every year.
Of course, this is his first year.
It is. CJ Stroud.
I was just going to say.
A lot of players. Jordan Love, right? Like a lot of players in their second year making an appearance.
Fourth year.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, Jordan Love's not getting better. Man, that wasn't even written down as something I wanted to talk about. I'm not going to talk about Vikings kickers this week. I'm not going
to. Don't have to.
Yeah,
no, you don't have an issue
they're
there.
They're not in the Pro Bowl. They could have been.
Nah, the long snapper's in the Pro Bowl.
Really? Oh, I'm going to watch that.
Perrin, he's like one of the best long snappers in the NFL. I didn't know that.
I'll be seeing him. I'll check that out this weekend because I know for a fact this is Pro Bowl weekend.
Yes.
This is something that my NFL insider, Devin,
yes,
was made sure I would talk about as the Pro Bowl. He's got some info on the Pro Bowl. The info is he really, really likes watching the Pro Bowl.
Good.
Yeah.
It's becoming better. They're working on it and trying to make it better. I mean, I'm actually looking forward to flag football.
Yes.
Sunday. I think it's Sunday. It is.
Sad, there's events and fun stuff. I think it's like Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yep.
On Saturday, you get to watch on ESPN, you know,
Tug of War, I think.
The one that your long snapper is in is Tic-Tac-Toe.
Yes.
They're launching snaps at targets.
Yeah, right.
To win.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of like you could do that with a drink in one hand.
At least they're trying to make it better.
Yeah.
You know? Doing the same game like they stopped doing, you know, when nobody was trying.
I remember the last time I watched the NFL Pro Bowl when it was a game, and it was like watching a practice. It was like watching, you know, summer camp. They're not trying to hurt each other. They're not trying to hit each other.
No.
Which is why tug of war is great, because you're also not trying to hurt each other. You're not trying to, and you can go 100%.
Right.
And still win something.
Yeah.
You know,
so
like
I think the NFL's onto something. They're making it better. I'll watch just to see. Just because I got six of my Vikings are actually in the bowl. So seven.
Wow. Seven.
Do you have
I can't well maybe I could name seven Vikings at this point through the season. I probably could, but Byron Murphy.
Yes, I think so.
Sam
Darnold.
Yes.
Justin Jefferson.
Did Justin Jefferson have that fantastic of a year? Because I had him in a fantasy football league and he didn't.
This is a popularity contest.
Oh, okay, great. Sam Darnold won a popularity contest. He hasn't done that since he was at USC.
Yeah, right.
Way to go. So that's probably an offensive lineman thrown in there.
Greenard.
Oh, okay. You got two guys. Van Ginkle, I know he did because
and Greenard.
We mentioned his name
Bernard
as often as we could. Yep. Yeah.
And then Brian O'Neill. He was an alternate because Lane Johnson.
Oh, okay. So they did get their offensive line and one of the okay.
Yep.
Oh.
And a couple other and there are Andy DiPaolo, long snapper.
Oh, nice.
I know that.
That is rock solid. That is really up there with bullpen catcher as far as jobs that are the best in sports is long snapper. You'll see guys that have incredibly long careers
right.
doing one very specific job about three times a game.
Yeah, making a living.
Making a great living.
You know, he's barely, I mean, he has to deal with the front line, but barely.
No, because there's rules against just nailing that guy. Yep. You're essentially a blocker. You're not getting hit. That's a really good gig. I'm going to try to push my kids into long snap. Yeah. I'm going to work on that.
Or kicker.
Yes, both. Well, they kind of go hand in hand. Yeah. You get yourself a kicker and you get yourself a long snapper. Yep. Yeah. So what else you got going on in...
I mean, do you want to talk about who won and what and didn't win and yes, how they won?
Yes, very briefly we can touch on...
So it was Eagles versus Commanders. The score
final
was
score of that was 50... We're going to say 55-27 without looking at it.
Commanders fumbled or lost the ball four different times. Mm-hmm. None of it was Jaden Daniels' fault.
No, so. He played extremely well. That's a game that you might win against bad teams in the regular season, but in the playoffs, you can't turn it over as a team four times. Saquon Barkley had three touchdowns. The Eagles scored seven rushing touchdowns, which is
funny.
I love some old school NFL. I do.
Yeah, yeah.
I am rooting
You want a funny stat?
Yes.
Seven touchdowns in the last, just the one game, mm-hmm. was more than Dallas did all year.
That's nice. I bet that's more than the Giants would have got. Like, you know, it's. That, that was phenomenal smash mouth football.
But it was that defense that won that game.
Yes, yes. So
they caused a lot of those turnovers and everything else. So,
So the game was closer than the 20 some points.
Yeah,
If you're Washington, that's an A+ season. Yeah. You couldn't have asked. Kind of like the Vikings season a couple years ago. You couldn't ask for a better than getting to the championship game.
Yes.
And if you're Philly. You were needed to win that game. That felt like losing to your division rival to get to the Super Bowl was not going to play well. No. And now they're on to the Super Bowl. They've played as every team.
One of the weirdest great teams right now.
Sure.
Just weird.
They run the ball a lot. Their coach is bad-ish.
Yeah.
Their quarterback is pretty good. Their wide receiver reads books on the sidelines.
But he's good, really good,
and they
though.
Just keep winning games. And I'm rooting for that. Because they're playing against the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Who beat the Bill. I got to watch chunks and bits and pieces of that. They won lucky again. But you say that about 8-9 times in a season, and that doesn't feel luck anymore.
Five times in the playoffs, or four times, I think. Four times.
Yeah, these one-score games, one possession. And I happened to be watching the sequence where that one – like they got a point. They almost had a turnover back and forth.
Yeah.
Scored points, and the Bills just came up one play short. And you were right. Last team to have the ball wins. So very close. Very all game. Was not rooting for Patrick Mahomes. I'm always rooting for Andy Reid because he always looks so happy to be there.
At this point, like I said, the Chiefs have become so popular that they're now the new Patriots.
Yes.
They're not liked unless you're a Kansas City fan.
Correct. Yeah.
But nobody else likes them because they're like, same old, same old.
Like Dallas back in the day, too.
Yeah.
You know, it's maybe.
Well, unlike the Dallas.
Kansas City's not current winning. Dallas, but the Dallas with the Troy Aikman. And
they only won one.
Yeah. Yes. But everybody, they were constantly
there.
And now the Chiefs are that team, and
they're winning.
Their defense isn't fantastic, but it's good. Their offense isn't fantastic, but it's got the best player in the world on it.
Yep.
So, that's going to win you a ton of games. And it's 2 weeks away. Next week, we'll talk about actual Super Bowl if we
Maybe.
Need to.
Yeah.
Might talk about the Puppy Bowl. I'll be scrolling around, I'm sure.
The Puppy Bowl now?
Yeah.
They're having a skills contest.
I'm all in. I why didn't you lead with that? Why didn't we have that? That's going to lead the show next week. We'll talk about Puppy Bowl skills competitions and Pro Bowl competition. That's good stuff.
At some point, we'll wait till after the Super Bowl, but we'll start talking about draft order and drafts.
Oh, I've been looking at mock drafts. I've been holding back talking about any Shedeur Sanders, who do you think the Vikings, do you think they'll trade up over the Packers to get a cornerback? Because they're both kind of looking for the same positions in the draft.
The
Packers too. You're right. Yeah. So we will talk. We will probably have to do a whole show, a whole hour. We'll do it finally.
Part two. Part one.
That'll be about the much football for at least a big chunk. There were some coaching hires in the NFL that made me laugh.
So
go ahead.
So Ben Johnson got hired by Chicago. They landed DeClan Doyle, an OC now, and mm-hmm. then. former Saints head coach Dennis Allen is now their DC.
Oh, fantastic.
He's a good DC.
He is. That's why he was the head coach for the Saints, is because for so long he was Sean Payton's defensive coordinator.
And he's good.
Yes.
He's just horrible as a regular head coach. Mike Vrabel, obviously, that was a couple weeks ago. And he got Josh McDaniels.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're bringing the band back together. It was success. It was good. We talked about the Patriots being good, and we're naming a lot of the same
The
parts.
Weird one was Liam Cohen, which was the Buccaneers offensive coordinator.
Yep.
Was and then wasn't and then was. And
yeah,
then,
it went. I think it went. Last year, he was the Buccaneers offensive coordinator. The year before that, he was Kentucky University's offensive coordinator. And then went the year before that, he was the Buccaneers offensive coordinator. And he just looks he's just a goofball. He looks like a goofy dude that people are not going to take seriously as a head coach. So he better be a really, really good head coach, or the Jaguars are going to look like a forgettable, silly offense. And
a serious coach, Pete Carroll, to the Raiders.
Oh, I forgot. Duh. That doesn't move that needle. That feels like a Urban Meyer level hire.
No.
It does. To me, it does.
Yeah. That's a legitimate hire.
I guess I don't know why Pete Carroll retired in the first place then.
I'm tired of Seahawks. Being there at Seattle going, I need to change. Maybe I'll take a break for a year, which
Maybe.
He did.
Yeah.
Comes back. I mean, he's a good head coach.
I guess we'll see. He's a great quarterbacks coach.
Yeah, which
going
they
back
need.
To, that's fact.
But I think with Pete Carroll going to the Raiders, they needed that culture guy.
It does give him that professionalism.
Yeah,
that,
and everybody that you ever talked about, anybody has ever talked about Pete Carroll is respect, and they listen.
The last time that you talked about a Raiders head coach being culture guy and professional was John Gruden, and that was 25 years ago. The Raiders used to be a team that was that was fronted by great head coaches and had culture going on. And then the Dallas Cowboys hired Brian Schottenheimer, their former offensive coordinator. He was apparently around long enough to become Jerry Jones' best friend and become a head coach. I don't understand.
Did you see the press conference for that at all?
Mm.
You should look it up.
It's
really odd. Jerry sitting right next to Brian.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's a risk. He's a big risk. He doesn't have any head coaching experience, but he's a big risk, but high gain, high reward, as he's sitting right there.
Interesting. Yeah.
His dad, Marty Schottenheimer, always said, take the head coaching position as long as you have nobody looking over your shoulder.
And he had literally, in his first opening press conference, a guy looking over his shoulder. Well, that's Jerry Jones' style, right? It's worked if you're Jerry Jones. It's worked if you're...
Does it, though? I mean, winning.
Of all the owners in professional sports, unfortunately, Jerry Jones is ranked darn near the top, at least in pro football, as owners go. He's just not a good sports guy.
No, no, no.
You know,
like he's a great owner.
Yeah.
Horrible GM.
Correct. And
That's the problem.
And you do wonder who did the hire. Was it Jerry Jones, the owner, clearly did that hire, not Jerry Jones, the GM? Because Jerry Jones, the GM.
But there is no cutoff. There's no line that he, you know, he's one and same.
That would be a neat one.
For that franchise to get better and to make it actually into the playoffs, they need a GM.
Sure.
Somebody.
That's a hard, again.
They should have put Mike McCarthy in the GM and then.
Correct.
That would have made
way too much sense.
And then the coach I feel really bad for?
Sure.
Aaron Glenn.
Where'd he go?
Jets.
Jets, right? You know, I saw Woody Johnson promised to be a better owner, which is funny. When you're worth many billions of dollars, have been a former ambassador to Ireland, have done things apparently successfully enough to own an NFL franchise, and you have to give a press conference that says you're going to become a better owner, you're awful as an owner. And
I mean, that...
That franchise
seen,
is in
we've
a.
We've seen worse owners.
At least
owners.
It's at a rock bottom state, right? Like if you're, it's not going to get worse than what it currently feels like to be a Jets fan, and to imagine being a veteran that has to come back to the Jets next year. It's not going to feel worse than it is at the end of this last year.
No, it was a hot mess.
It was just you're hoping that you have a new quarterback situation.
I mean, for
you're going to get a whole new defensive coaching staff. You're going to get guys who weren't there last year who probably weren't having a great time. At least that's all new.
I mean, that defense is supposed to be. I mean,
should be.
Should be good. On paper, it looks great.
Yeah. I do like playing them in Madden. They're really, really good in Madden. Yeah.
On a side note with the Jets, Robert Saleh, guess what he went?
Oh, the Patriots. No.
Back to the 49ers.
Wow. that's a great move. That's worked DC. For that's worked for players and coaches alike. DC. Get in that, get back in that Shanahan coaching tree. Nope. That's a really nice tree to be in. Good, great. Yeah. That makes the 49ers just a little bit better. That's not good for any other team in the playoffs next year. But see, that's enough NFL-ing.
Well, Kingsbury, he's opted out of any coaching jobs too. Because he was up on that list for New Orleans.
Yeah.
He says, no, I'm good.
He really is enjoying being an offensive coordinator.
With a winning franchise.
Yeah, that seems way, way better to be in Washington doing that than it does. Is Washington?
So the Saints are last.
They're the only team in the NFL without a current head coach.
Correct.
Well, that tells you just how bad that franchise
might be.
Yeah, maybe. Probably. Why not? You know? Yeah, how bad could that be? It's kind of worked. You get a professional. At least you get a professional. You don't get somebody no one's heard of.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, really, that's it for football for now.
That's fair. Well, great. Well, see ya. You want to talk about the weather? No, just kidding.
NBA?
The NBA has the Bucks have been playing really, really well.
Okay.
Which is, you know, it's at least fun to watch.
Okay.
Watching, they have Dame Lillard. He's on the wrong side of 30 to be a great player in the NBA. So the fact that he's putting up numbers that they're equal to his Hall of Fame resume coming to the Bucks. It took him about a year. It took the team about a year. Like, they're not going to win a championship this year. But in the last, month, they've been beating the teams they're supposed to beat. But, Giannis is putting up, once again, Giannis MVP numbers. So they're winning 2 out of 3 games. They're beating the Pelicans. They're beating the bad teams. They're losing to some bad teams, too. They're nowhere near, like, they gave up 140 to the Knicks the other day.
Jeez.
They scored 128. They scored back-to-back 128, 121. But they were against really bad teams, the Spurs and whoever. Raptors. It was the Raptors. They're teams that aren't they're barely at NBA grade, and they're certainly not on the same level as the Bucks. But the Bucks are nowhere near as good as the Celtics. They're nowhere as
Cavs.
Good as the Cavs are great to watch. The Cavs are
Donovan Mitchell.
They've got 2 6'10" 7-footer, like two centers essentially that play in the middle, which kind of like in the NFL where you're a big there's not a lot of that in the NBA where you got a lot of big guys. So a lot of times you'll see Donovan Mitchell and the rest of that offense throwing lobs.
Yeah.
It's Twin Tower, looks like the Spurs used to play, so it's kind of fun to watch them. Orlando was irrelevant for basically 20 years.
Yeah.
Since they had Shaq. Probably longer than that since they had Shaq, but they're good again. But the Celtics are the best team. In a 7-game series, the Celtics are better than everybody.
Even the Cavs?
Yeah, I think so. If you get to play at Boston, I like that they can roll out 2 MVP-level players if you're the Celtics.
The Heat are 6th, which is even with, what's his name?
Oh, Jimmy Butler,
being suspended indefinitely now.
Third time's a charm. Jimmy Butler has how you can it's a really master class on how you can play yourself out of like $50 million. How much, maybe money's not enough, but Jimmy Butler is essentially tanking his own season if you're paying attention to the NBA at all. Yeah. Former Marquette Golden something or other.
He's been in every team, it seems like.
He's played for, he was drafted by the Bulls, requested a trade to get to Minnesota, essentially laughed his way angrily out of he didn't like Andrew Wiggins. He didn't like any Karl Anthony Towns.
He doesn't like anybody.
He got I want to say it was the Sixers after that.
Maybe.
And then down to Miami.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the last 6 years, all while playing on a max contract. So really, I mean, for Jimmy Butler, it's worked.
Yeah.
But this year is the last year of that contract. He's got a player option next year for $50 million that he said he'll turn down unless they trade him. They haven't traded him yet. They probably won't trade him again because that $50 million goes off the books. Miami can afford another $50 million player.
Yeah.
They play their cards right. If they just wait this out,
he's good in the playoffs.
He played
when he plays.
He earned his money about 3 years ago, and he's played worse every year since. So Jimmy Butler, way to go, way to lose. Yeah, but whatever, you know.
He's probably at that point anyway. I mean,
I'm guessing the team. If you're his teammate, if you were my coworker and you acted like that all the time at work, and I couldn't fire you and I couldn't fight you, I would really be glad when you didn't get to come to work. I'd be so glad when the boss just said, "Go home."
There is some stories there.
We'll pay you to not come here, and great. So yeah, anyway, the Bucks are up against that come playoff season, and they're not gonna do that. But yeah. Hey, you know, they are who they are.
Here's the surprising: the Thunder are number one in the Western.
Yes.
The Rockets, Grizzlies, Nuggets, Lakers, Clippers, and my Timberwolves.
That's a
weird.
Yeah. Yeah, Memphis was real bad last year without Ja Morant. They're fun to watch.
Yeah.
They are a fun NBA team to. Ja Morant, for anybody who isn't watching the NBA, should watch Ja Morant play ball. When he's on the court, he is so much. He's trying to dunk over everybody, and he's 6'1", and he's so athletic, and it works most of the time. And the Thunder just have this amazing array of size, speed, skilled players that are all young. That they just everybody on the court looks like they're 6'8".
Yeah.
They can all dribble. They can all shoot. They can all block. They're all playing defense. Yeah, they're really.
I think the Timberwolves
really
are still
fun.
Trying to figure out their combinations of people because after that trade.
Yeah, they made a trade in the offseason that hasn't quite.
It's been.
Or not in the offseason, but it's getting there.
Yeah, it's getting there, I think. They're figuring it out.
Yep, they got rid of Karl Anthony Towns and picked up a Julius Randle, who's more of an actual, like a forward that.
Well, they got that and.
DiVincenzo.
Yes.
Former Buck, former Villanova guard.
Nick.
Yeah, and Nick. Yep.
Which
look
he's
at
actually,
you. Yeah.
He's I remember that from the playoffs because I watched the playoffs this year.
Last year.
So, yeah.
Becoming an NBA playoffs fan.
I've always liked watching the playoffs. It's more
of every sport. Yeah.
You know, it's more competitive. It's more interesting. Mm-hmm. So, anything else on the NBA?
I mean, there hasn't been any. No, there hasn't been any big trades. You know, I try to get excited about the NBA when it's on, but.
How many games is it? 162 games?
It feels like it sometimes. It feels like a baseball season. It's 82.
No, 82.
And you know, in bits and pieces, I'd rather flip over and watch college basketball.
Sure.
Honestly, if I'm gonna spend an hour or two.
How about college basketball?
My Wisconsin Badgers, maybe. Well, yeah, not your Gophers.
No.
But our Wisconsin Badgers are currently ranked 17. No. Yeah, 17th in the whole darn country.
Oh, there you go.
They're playing really, really well. Their John Tonji transfer guy from Missouri that last year scored 9 points a game, didn't play a ton, is putting up 15 and 16 a game.
Sure.
Shooting at an incredibly high, over 50% for a 6'5 guard. It feels like he hasn't missed a free throw in about a month.
Okay.
And John Blackwell, who last year was a freshman, came off the bench. Is not coming off the bench this year. He's playing he plays defense really hard. He's 6'5", can do a little bit of everything.
Okay.
And they're tall. They're tall. You know, for they can roll out 2 6'10". They can roll out 2 7-footers, which is more than most teams have on their roster. And it's not that those 7-footers are really, really good because Stephen Crowell's not fantastic and Nolan Winter's young. But it helps when you can rebound the basketball, when those guys can step out and hit, 12-foot jumpers.
Right.
The Badgers are going to continue. They're fourth in the Big Ten.
Okay.
Behind, man, it's so strange looking at UCLA in the Big Ten. Like, I was looking like, that's...
Did we talk about the championship last week?
I mean...
A little bit. Maybe a little bit we did. Yeah, never mind.
Ohio State.
Yeah, yeah.
Won. Notre Dame finished second. That was yeah.
Yeah, we did talk about that.
It felt like a Big Ten watching a Big Ten game, which is good for the Big Ten, but it wasn't the Badgers, so it didn't do much for me.
Right.
But our Wisconsin Badgers are 6-3 in the Big Ten.
Wisconsin Badgers.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Where's Minnesota? Nah, wow, Minnesota's way down there.
Yeah.
They are.
They're not a basketball program.
What are they?
Gophers.
Are they a football program?
Getting better.
I'm sorry about that. Did they finish better than the Badgers this year, though? Did they go to a bowl game? They did.
Yeah, they did.
Well, there's always next year. But Badger basketball's on the rise. They give me another 5 seed. I don't think they can beat everybody, but the more college basketball I watch, the more I think, yeah, why not? Badgers could win themselves four games in a row. You know, like
you bet.
I watched Duke, which is loaded. They got three top five draft picks on that team.
How's UConn doing?
Not the same.
No.
No, they're a little bit down. Yeah, they're another one of those. They didn't quite reload. Like,
yeah, after you win it, sometimes.
Yeah,
it's
yeah. You don't always get. But no, they're good, but they're not great. But Duke, when you watch real top end college basketball, you realize it would take kind of a real luck streak for the Badgers to beat those kind of teams.
Yeah. Right.
That's pretty close to most of the sport things, which is okay, right? Did we spend?
We still got 3 minutes.
That's it.
Man, yeah, we did pretty good.
Yeah, not bad.
There's no baseball news.
Like I said, the passing of Bob Uecker was a lot.
Yeah.
Was a lot of baseball news for me. That one. That was a lot to, and not fun, but it was still really great over the last week to listen to like Bob Uecker highlights
and remember.
Oh yeah, that call or
tributes and all that stuff.
Oh yeah, I watched an episode of Mr. Belvedere.
No, good job.
Like, you know, like hadn't done that in a while.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Which isn't quite sports.
Yeah.
No, but it's close.
It's ish.
Let's see. Is there anything else sporting? It's super, super nice out, so I was going to go hike at some point. This is 47. It was 40 and change. No, you're not going to hike? You're not going to come with me?
No.
It's a new year, new you? No?
I quit smoking, so that's my new year.
Hey, good on
new
you.
Me.
Yeah, you look like you could go hiking now.
I could probably,
yeah,
but it doesn't mean I want to. Not at this point. I'm fine.
I could be. No. Yeah, me too, actually. I'm glad you didn't take me up on that. I could get not quite down the way.
It's supposed to be nice all week, too. So by the time this airs on Friday, I think Thursday is supposed to be another 55-degree day, maybe.
I mean, I know it's not quite sports, but it is. If getting outside this time of year really is a winter.
Yeah.
That is a sport for go hike. Go to the KVR. Go hike around there.
There you go.
You know, go to Wildcat.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is called stalling until we have 28 minutes and 30 seconds.
I got some recipes. Do you want to talk macaroni and cheese recipes? We absolutely could.
No, I got you beat.
I wasn't kidding when we were talking. Like, if you can name me one wrestler, we could talk wrestling. I promise for the next 2 minutes. One current wrestler. I did. I watched an episode of WWF, WCW, whatever it is.
WWE?
That could be. Yeah, WWE. I did. I watched. It's on Netflix.
That's WWE.
And I scrolled through it, and I realized I'm too old for pro wrestling.
It's unfortunate. I started it because it's on Netflix, too. So I've always kind of been into it, but just not. After, you know, the big names, The Rock and, you know, Stone Cold Steve Austin's gone. He kind of went, maybe.
They hit that golden age because I couldn't.
But Roman Reigns?
Again, yeah. They're
Uso
fun.
Brothers?
It's a trick where you will see it. And it's
CM
like,
Punk is back?
That's just it. It feels really familiar because once in a while they'll swing back and get you a 59-year-old wrestler who comes back and is the
WrestleMania.
Champion.
WrestleMania, yeah, that'll be that.
That was my sport growing up as a kid, by the way. Jumping off of
Saturday morning main event.
Jumping off of sheds, hitting trampoline.
30 seconds, by the way.
That's awesome. Let's keep going. No, we're gonna talk about macaroni and cheese. We're going to talk about the Ocho for the next 30 minutes.
You from the ring.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a good. Again, can we? The shows do come around. They're not too far. We could do that.
Yeah.
Can we do the Ocho show? Because I did see that was on next. That's on next week, too.
Because
ESPN knows that we're not watching anything but the Super Bowl. This has been a great show, so thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks for putting up, and have a great weekend. Bye, everybody.